Well, from Friday, pharmacists will be able to discount the co-payment to medications covered by the pharmaceutical benefits scheme by $1. Other items will be delisted altogether. This is the first time that the price of prescription medicines has been altered, and pharmacies can voluntarily apply a discount. The changes will save the government an estimated $373 million, but it means pensioners and concession holders will find it harder to meet the safety net threshold. David Quilty is the Executive Director of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. David, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah.
David, what is the Pharmacy Guild's response to this $1 discount?
We're not supportive of the discount for a number of reasons. Firstly, the PBS is a universal medicine system, and it's based on the fact that regardless of who you are and where you live, you get equitable access to PBS medicines and pay the same price for those medicines. For the first time, this will mean that people will pay different prices depending on what pharmacy they go to and where they live.
$1 per script doesn't sound like much of a difference. Who will be affected by this exactly?
At the end of the day, this is a budget cap that's shifting the cost from the government onto pharmacies. So pharmacies themselves will be affected. The sickest and probably the most needy patients, unfortunately, will get no benefit from this. As you indicated in your introduction, they will simply take longer to get to the safety net. And the reason for that is the discount they receive, every cent of discount they get, will not count towards their safety net entitlement. So in effect, they will have to fill more prescriptions during the year in order to reach their safety net when they begin receiving free medicines.
But the pharmacies themselves won't be affected by that much, surely, just $1 per script. And after all, the discount is voluntary.
It is voluntary, and some pharmacies will apply the discount and other pharmacies will not. It is at the discretion of the pharmacy. If you think of the average number of prescriptions that are filled by a pharmacy in a year, it's about 50 to 60,000 prescriptions. Not all of those are eligible for the discount. You can only receive the discount for prescriptions before you reach your safety net where you get free medicines. So let's say about 37,000 on average prescriptions per year are discounted by a dollar. That is $37,000 per year, and that's off the bottom line of pharmacies. So unfortunately, pharmacies will have to find other savings in order to offset that impact. And unfortunately, those savings may be in the form of reduced support and advice for some patients. I know pharmacies will try and make sure that doesn't happen, but it is overall a significant impact on pharmacies if they do discount by $1.
This is all about who pays, though. The federal government paying the $373 million subsidy, or that cost being shared out amongst pharmacies and amongst consumers. But some of your members will actually benefit from this, like the bigger pharmacies. Surely they're on board.
It's variable. Certainly the one big pharmacy chain that discounts is likely to benefit. And the reason for that is that they have significant advantages in terms of the costs of the medicines when they purchase them. So this big chain, for example, can purchase some medicines at prices that are actually lower than what other pharmacies are able to receive through the PBS. And this means that pharmacy will see a competitive advantage. And probably the pharmacies that will find it most difficult are either the smaller ones or the ones that are most focused on patient care. So those that spend more time on advising their patients about the best use of their medicines, providing other services in terms of the health of their patients, they'll find it more difficult to compete with this discount coming into place.
And their patients, even though their patients will take longer to reach the safety net, there is an argument that the patients won't actually be worse off because their medicines will be that little bit cheaper throughout the year if they use a pharmacy that passes on that $1 discount.
If you do the arithmetic, that's right, Sarah. I think one of the issues here is going to be confusion amongst patients. They will take the dollar discount up front. They'll believe they're getting a benefit. They're used to reaching their safety net at a certain time of the year, say August. They'll get to that point. They'll realise they have to fill another 11 or 12 prescriptions to get to their safety net, and they're not going to get there for another 2 months or so. And they'll be confused and a little bit angry. And arguably, they may be worse off because there's a deal of evidence that shows that once patients reach that safety net, they do actually utilise it and do access a greater number of medicines. And if they're on the safety net for a shorter period of time, over a full year, they may be slightly worse off, but definitely not better off.
And I know you said this will affect smaller pharmacies, but in general, the government is moving towards an expanded role for pharmacists. Is this just another aspect of change in the industry? Because the government wants pharmacists to dispense more advice, to have a greater role. So good pharmacists, you would think, would still have a decent future ahead.
Definitely, pharmacies are transforming and they are moving more towards providing a broader array of health services. Both in areas like preventative health, as well as wellness and well-being, as well as greater support for patients with chronic health conditions. And many pharmacies are moving in that direction already. Unfortunately, this is just going to make it more difficult because of the financial impact it will have on those pharmacies. But many pharmacies will obviously cope with this. There is an irony, of course, here. It's at the same time that the government's encouraging pharmacies to do more, to be more involved in healthcare. What it's effectively doing with the discount is it's commoditising medicines and sending a signal that the only thing that matters in terms of medicines is whether you can get a dollar off. And what we fervently believe is that medicines are a critical part of a patient's healthcare. And what's most important is making sure that there's quality use of medicines and not having patients focus so much on whether they get the dollar or 50 cents off each of their medicines.
David Quilty, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
David Quilty is the Executive Director of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia.